Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 26th, 2024. First thing I want to let you guys know is, what do I do? Okay, I am actually a mortgage loan officer. So if you're anywhere out in the country needing help buying that first house, maybe that first investment property, or even looking to refinance, please check out my information. I'll give you my website at the end of this video. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So I'd love to work with you if you're out there needing some help. So without further ado, let's get to today's report. So what we're going to talk about right now is interest rates and home prices. Yes, I said home prices, but it's a little bit different than what you think. So the first segment, we're going to go over where rates did for the day. We had Federal Reserve minutes come out from the last meeting, and it was official that every one of them elected to reduce rates. That's not usually what occurs. Okay. And then what I'm going to give you at the latter part of this video is several websites and tools to figure out what your prices are doing in your area. Do you care if you live in, you know, Maine, do you care what Arizona is doing? So I want to give you tools right in your hands that you can do all this stuff right at the fingertips, at your fingertips. So let's get to it. Here's what rates are today. The good news about this is these rates, they really haven't moved. And the good news, more good news behind it, is these rates moved quite a bit yesterday. So we had on the FHA 30-year fixed, rates from yesterday to today dropped 0.25%, 0.25% in one day. Now today they gave back 0.02 of that. So I'll take that as a victory. So let's get over to what's making the headlines today. The first thing we see right through here is Fed officials see interest rate cuts ahead, but only gradual. Remember back in September, in the September meeting when the Federal Reserve met, they were predicting 10 rate cuts. I think they've really chopped those down into half now. So we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive into this. So let's go over to Steve Liesman over at CNBC. He's got the notes or the minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting. Let's see what it has to say about the economy and what their projections are on interest rates. Take it away, Steve.
Let's get right to Steve Liesman now for the minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting. Steve.
Tyler, thanks. The minutes of the November meeting say that if the economy performs as expected, as in inflation continues to come down, labor market remains around full employment, it will be appropriate to gradually move the rate towards neutral. Notice that word gradually appears a couple times in the minutes. All participants agreed at the meeting to lower the rate in November. Almost all saw the risks on both sides of the mandate between full employment and stable prices to be pretty much balanced. Some saw less downside risk to the economy and the labor market. Some suggested that the Fed could pause if inflation remained elevated. Some said easing could be accelerated if the economy and the labor market weakened more than anticipated. There was uncertainty over the neutral rate, complicating the level, determining how restrictive the Fed is. And
so when he talks about the neutral rate, it's basically the rate that the Federal Reserve wants to bring the federal funds rate to. What it is today, don't know. So that's how we're trying to predict what their estimate's going to be. And then from there, we can kind of tell you how many rate cuts there most likely will be. But until we have that data from the Fed, really don't know how much they're going to cut.
And underscoring the need for the Fed to move gradually because of that uncertainty over the level of restrictiveness and the neutral rate. The committee did see progress on inflation, but noted it remained elevated. They expect housing inflation to come down in the coming months. A couple were concerned that inflation, however, could take longer to get to the 2% target. Several factors were seen putting downward pressure on inflation, including declining pricing power at businesses, the still restrictive monetary policy from the Federal Reserve, along with anchored inflation expectations. Some did not see wages any longer as a potential source of inflation, especially due to productivity gains. The economy was seen expanding at a solid pace, and the financial system had risks, including unrealized losses on bank assets and commercial real estate. Notice, guys, no talk of tariffs. The only mention of the word fiscal was in regard to China, and there was no talk on the election except for one note from the staff about volatility in markets around the election. But the Fed, those may have been issues that were on the minds of Fed officials, but does not appear they showed up in the meeting.
Great job, Steve. So thanks for that intake. So let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool to see what it is doing today. So it ticked up a little bit. This morning, there was about a 55% chance, I think, right through here that there was going to be a rate cut. So how do I know that? Well, here's the CME FedWatch tool. If you're new to this, go up to the CME FedWatch tool. You can Google that, go down through here. And what this tells you across the top is where the federal funds rate, you know, might be. Here's where it is today. And here's the future dates of with the Federal Reserve's meeting. So any adjustment in here, like, for example, there's a 36% chance the Federal Reserve will not cut at the next meeting. That's how you read this. So there's a 63% chance that they will. And then at the January meeting, it looks like if they don't cut this time, they will cut next time. So that's what we're looking at right through there. Now let's get over to some housing data. So I use Zillow Research and I use Fred, and that's right through here. So let's open this up for you. If you go up and do the Google search Fred Home Price Index, what you're going to get is a couple of different things, but I want you to click right here, the Home Price Index from Fred St. Louis Feb. Okay, so that's where we're going to be here in a second. But while we're doing that, here's where home prices are, what they've done over the past year. Okay, so you can see that there's San Jose, California is up 7% on the top end. And then on the bottom end, you have here, I think it's a little bit lower down there. Austin, Texas, I can't really read it. It looks like it's down 5%. So that's what we're seeing nationally throughout the home prices. If you go to that Fred tool I was talking to you about, if you just click the main tool, here's what you're going to get. And there's a slew of information here. We're not going to go over it on this site, but this is what the homework I want you guys to do. If you're looking to buy that first house, do your research. Do your research. Don't just watch YouTube channels of, you know, people telling you this or that. Do your own homework. Okay, so here's the tool I would use. Go through here and you can see, okay, let's just do the top few. Let's see what home prices did over the last year or two and see if that crashes anywhere on the horizon. So we're going to go. The first thing we're going to look at is the S&P Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index. We're going to click that. And this is what shows up. Let me get my head out of the way for a second so you guys can see the full screen so I'm not distorting anything. So let's get over to the delete on the other screen. So here's that. So you can see where home prices, yeah, they took a little bit of a dip back in June of 2022. They dropped a little bit, but as I was saying, I don't think home prices are going to crash. They should just level out and kind of move forward from there. So that's what we've seen in that one. So let's just not take that tool, for example. Let's just go to the next one. All transaction home prices index for the U.S. We'll click that one and let's see where this takes us. Okay, here's home prices. Well, that doesn't look like a crash either. Well, let's just go to one more. You can even pick specific areas. Like I was thinking, for example, if you go down here, there is one for Florida. All transactions in Florida. Here's the one that I was thinking is just going to crash. Now, guys, this is actually from the Federal Reserve. So here's what those numbers look like as well. So if you think there's a crash in the horizon, you know, you can still say on the sidelines, but there's more and more people finally coming out telling you the truth that there is no housing crash on the horizon coming up that we're seeing on our end. So the next piece of the puzzle I want you guys to look at is Altos Research. Mike is a friend of the channel. We have me on here probably every quarter to tell you guys about their services and everything else. But if you go to Altos Research, you can actually drill down all the way down to your zip code. Okay, so here's how you do it. You go to altosresearch.com, hit market reports, products. You can see it right through there, market reports, and here's what's going to come up. And I do this a lot, so let me see if it's going to work in this one. But here's what you're going to get. You're going to get a real-time profile. It's going to tell you the average median price, square footage, all the what's happening in the market. Is the market up or down? Let's see if it'll work for a specific area that I can run. Let's see if it'll take me there. Let's see what report is run. Add a report, Chicago. Let's just go to the Chicago report. And I just did this recently, so that's why it's still popping up on my screen. So here's what we get. In the 60623 area, average home is $229,000. You can see right through there. I'll get my head out of the way one more time because the goal here is for you guys to learn all this stuff, not to be taught by anybody on YouTube, but you find out what the market looks like in your area. And it goes down through and tells you all kinds of situations about that property. Look, yes, this zip code actually went down in value back in 2024, and now it's right back up to where it would be. And then you can pick all kinds of different tabs through here that you can see down through here. Median prices, average days on market, square footage, and everything else. So that's my report for today. I wanted to talk to you guys about interest rates and housing prices. So that's as far as I go on that. But I told you I did give you all my information at the end of the video, and here we are. So my name, like I said, is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. That's what I do for a living. I don't do videos for a living. I do this an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. I video, I edit, and I post myself, and then I work during the middle of the day and the evenings. So here's my website. So you could go up through here and you could put in your application. You can find grant programs available to you. You can even schedule a one-on-one consultation if you'd like with me and one of my team members. Or if you'd rather just call us in, just scroll down to the bottom of our website, and there's a lot of information there to take in, but you can find our 800 number as well as my email address. So there it is. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I know I forgot about Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan. I'm working on it. I'm a little short-staffed right now, and I'm doing the best I can. So thank you for watching. God bless you, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning, God willing, with another day to see how all this mess goes for another day. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.